You are down in deep.
This is deep.
A dream world. Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you.
Welcome back to another edition of Dating Sucks. I'm your man, Big B. And I got the Dating Sucks crew with me. Got the queen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for listening.
I got Diego.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
And Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
Hello. Hola. Hola.
How's everybody doing? Been a while.
Good.
Great. Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's been a lot of things going on since we last met, and the world is in turmoil, and people don't know who their friends are anymore, and
go Trump.
So all we have left to rely on is love. And hopefully by the end of this show, someone will find a path in which to do it. So, should we jump right on in, Queen?
Yep, let's do it. All right. A question we asked on the In Deep show, I decided to carry it over and ask Sonia and Diego. So, you know, just something quick. How would you feel if someone you started dating asked you to throw away your little black book or pictures of your exes?
You want to take that one first?
No, you know, sir. That's all you.
She said, no, sir.
No, sir.
Well, first of all, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't, you know, because those are your memories, not that you're going to, you know, defer back to your black book or, you know, or your pictures or anything like that. But, I mean, and most pictures now are on your laptop or, you know, things like that. So, no, I mean, you'd be crazy. And I've known people. I mean, I know people who have done that, who've gone back and thrown away pictures and, you know, throw away, you know, numbers and all kind of stuff that they had from past relationships that only to regret it, you know, years later. Because I think that, phone numbers come and go. But as far as pictures, that's your life. I mean, even though the relationship didn't last, that's still part of your history. And not that you're going to sit back and look at old pictures, you know, on your computer or wherever you have your picture stash, you know, but it's still a part of you. And for someone to say, I need you to get rid of that, then you need to get rid of that person, because that shows a sign of craziness. So you got to look for the signs early. It's not always going to be stamped on the back of the neck, okay? You got to look for the signs early to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And in fact, I'm going to get rid of you too.
So wait, did you say actually how you would feel about it? Or, I mean, I guess...
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I mean, bottom line, I would just look at you like you're crazy, because I'm not getting rid of my shit for you.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's how he actually would feel. Yeah. He would feel that you were crazy. Yeah. Okay. Right. Very well.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel that way also, but not to that degree. Like, here's the thing. Why are you asking me to do it? Like, my thing is that if we are rocking, like, if we're close, Now, if it's the beginning of the relationship and you're trying to lock it down fast, then that's kind of like a red flag for me. But if we are dating and we're really into each other, I'm going to throw my numbers away anyway. But I'm not throwing away my pictures because Diego said, that is history. I might even go through the photo album with you. This was Boo Cakes in 1995. I don't know, but sometimes I like to walk people down memory lane. I mean,
I got my videos. I can't be going through the video lane. This is so and so. That's actually
suck
my.
That's
dick
the one I took to. That's the one I took to the prom. Yeah. And this is so and so. I mean, I don't care. I do that. I mean, if it's over, it's over. It's your past. It's a big deal. I mean, if the person is not mature enough to handle that, then like you said, maybe you shouldn't be here.
Why would they have access to you? I mean, why would they even talk? I mean, first of all, who brings up their old photos or anything?
I'm just saying, clearly the person
to your left.
Yeah, really. I'm just saying. Let me just open my life up to you.
No, if the person is saying, hey, do you have any old photos? If the person I'm with brings it up, then I'm going to say, no, I'm not getting rid of those.
How would they bring it up? Can I see some old photos of you and your ex-boo?
The question was, we're going back to the question. The question was, if the person that you're dating asks you to get rid of your little black book or your numbers, right, or your pictures, would you?
No, I said, how would you feel?
How would I feel? Oh, well, I would feel like they were being intrusive. There has to be something that has to be done on your own. Somebody can't tell you to do it. That's just too. It's too controlling. There has to be something that you decided to on your own.
So, but you wouldn't. I mean, I'm just saying because the way at first you were saying, "Well, I'm just gonna open a book."
No, that's not what I was saying. You have to listen.
I was listening to you. I'm just saying. But I mean, what's the time frame? I mean, is it like 3 months in they could ask you?
No,
6 months.
No,
in,
you can't ask
year,
at all.
You know.
No, I mean, if you're exclusive and. The person's like, hey, it comes up, say, hey, do you still have your little black book? Do you still have, photos? Yeah, I got photos.
Okay.
Diego, fuck you.
I love that. Whoever she is, I love that.
Oopsie. You should have saved that one because you might be using it later.
Oh, God, that was funny.
That was some good stuff right there.
That's classic. That is classic right there. Yeah, I ain't get rid of my shit for nobody.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Well, we know how you both feel. One would share and one would be like, fuck you. Okay, got it. Got it. Did you have anything else to add, sir? Be a lot.
I did not.
Okay. Well, because, I mean, we answered it on the Adib show. So, okay. But I wanted to hear, what your...
What was his quick take?
You need to go back to listen to the last episode of the In Deep Show to hear what we all said about it.
Okay, we'll listen.
Shameless plug. Anyway, all right, so next question. This one is to the Dating Sucks crew. I live in D.C., and I'm currently in a long-distance relationship. My girlfriend and I don't see each other enough, and I was wondering if you had any tips or tricks to keep the fire burning. Cheers.
You want to go with that one, Miss Open Book Up?
Oh, well, yes, I can. I can. Okay. So, I mean, thank goodness we live in a world of video chat and, Uvu and Skype and everything. So you could always, you always have some, like, video chat time. You can have phone sex on the video just to keep everything spicy. It's long distance relationships are hard and you have to keep them going. So it's like that card in the mail, I'm thinking about you, just everything. You have to keep it very fresh all the time. It's a lot of work, but if you're willing to do it and you love each other, then it'll work. That's all I have to say. And I can't go on because Diego's laughing at me. It gets on my nerves. I can't stand you.
What? I think you should do your homework.
Who, me?
No.
Oh.
I was like, is this question yours? it just says cheers, so it could be from you.
Maybe. No, it's not. Well, I mean, I'm not telling you if it's mine.
See, look at you. Always giving somebody up.
For me, long distance doesn't work for me because yeah, it just doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like you said, send cards and all this shit. Fuck a card. I don't want to call on my birthday. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't gonna, you know. I mean, yeah, it's sweet, like, oh, whatever. But I mean, nah. I mean, unless you can, I would do my best to make sure you're getting to that person, like, as often as possible. I don't know. Did it say how far away they were?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what long distance is.
To me, long distance could be from here to Richmond. That's long, long distance to
that's
me.
That's long distance, but that's still...
Yeah, drivable.
Still
yeah.
long right. distance, though. Yeah, what was it, you know,
hour 45? Yeah.
Something like that. Sometimes yeah. 2 hours, sometimes three, depending yeah. on traffic okay, these right. days. Yeah. But to me, it's still, if I can't reach you in a half an hour, 45 minutes, that's yeah. long distance yeah. Yeah. to
okay,
me.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Baltimore long distance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Baltimore's definitely long
yep.
distance.
Baltimore, DC. I mean, unless you're in Baltimore, like downtown proper, yes. Mm-hmm. If you outside, yeah, that's long distance.
That's not
sorry.
That's long.
To mm-hmm. me, it is.
Yeah.
And that's what I was, and that goes into my point of know the person that you're in this relationship with. You know what I'm saying? Because where some people might be like, oh, no, Baltimore ain't nothing. Like it's like Queen said to her, that's long distance. You know what I mean? And I think that's just the best way to go about it is to, you know, do your homework and know that person. And you know, we're all going to somehow or another let you know the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, so even if they're like, oh no, I don't got a problem with it or whatever, you stay be persistent and you know. Trying to find out, is this really working?
Yeah, but they just wanted to know what things they could do.
Send cards. But
no, not just cards. I mean, but you could video chat. Yeah. I mean, you could do a lot of
things. Hey, babe, who this card from on the dresser?
Right. Flower. Yeah.
Well, let's just automatically assume, I mean, it is 2016 that they're Skyping
right.
and, you know,
okay.
and texting. So let's try to go outside of that
outside.
And give them something to go on.
Well, I mean... I would say most of my relationships that I've had have been long distance. The furthest was California. And, you know, and I made it work. I think we saw each other every 6 weeks, something like that, somewhere around there, maybe every 2 months, somewhere around there. And I kind of like long distance because I don't want you in my face all the time. So long distance, and it all depends on the person. I know that you right now, it's probably new to you right now. So you sound like a guy that is new, okay? That you know, you met each other, it's all nice and it's all wonderful and warm. But give it a minute. You're going to appreciate that long distance because then you don't have to worry about her being in your face all the time.
Oh, God.
I know. It sounds hard.
But do you need long distance for that? I mean,
if I
don't want you in my face, right. I can do that if you live three blocks away.
But yeah, but you can do that. But see, with that, when a person is close like that, it comes with attitude. Oh, why can't we see each other? Why can't we do the weekend together? Because, you know, a lot of people always think you're together, that every weekend is promised to them. So when they're closer, you know, you get that little attitude of, well, why can't we see each other? Why can't we do that? When it's long distance, you have that cushion built in.
I'm at your front door.
I'm going to say that the long distance person is really going to think that every weekend is problems because I'm not here that often. So whatever you had plans, you should probably erase it because I'm in town this weekend.
Well, I mean, but you already know when they're coming in. So if you know they're coming in, you say pretty much, you can pretty much.
Which leads me to my next point.
You can.
I can tell you what not to do.
No, but I'm just
saying. Don't go popping up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do have your pop-up moments or some. But it's like, for the most part, if you have a person and you're planning and you're like, okay, I know that on that weekend, I can clear everything aside and everything like that, and I can spend the weekend for you. And the weekend to me is like coming in on Friday and leaving out, you know, on a late Sunday, early Monday. And, you know, and then that's done. That's the weekend. I mean, and you can ride that one out. But it's like, you know, when you have someone in town and, you know, they go to call you all the time, then they might want you to come over, and then they might want you to spend the night, and you got to bring your clothes and dress over their house. You forget stuff. And, you know, you might want to come over your house. And you be like, nah, because I want to pass gas in my own bed and stuff like that. So it's a whole things like that. Weekend, when someone comes long distance, you can be good for that weekend. So the guy right now, I know what you're saying. What can you do? Really, I mean, besides having her come up, spending more time, or you going where you go, where she is, and y'all guys spending more time together. But trust me, it sounds like you guys are new and it's fresh and it's fun and everything like that. You're talking on the phone, probably going, "You hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up." That bullshit. Trust me, give it a minute. You'll appreciate the fact that she's not here.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yuck. Well,
the views of Diego is not necessarily those of him.
Please say the disclaimer.
Yeesh. Talk about.
Really sucks. I mean,
I'm like, is that a relationship?
That's not even a question mark. That's just like,
yeah, right.
Whoa.
That's.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, it sounds like this because the way you read the
question.
No,
I'm talking about where you just said. I'm like, real. That doesn't even. It just sounds like somebody you hanging out with. Mm-hmm. That doesn't
a relationship.
Exactly.
It's a relationship. I mean, no, he say that, you know, they not spend enough time, and the way you read it, it sounded like he had hope in his voice.
What? Well, I mean,
the way I read stuff, I don't know this person at all, I can only read it the way.
But he sounded like he had hope, and I'll just say, and it sounded like it was fresh and new.
It sounds like you just
dashed this one.
Right.
No, this is
No. Keep it going. But it's gonna be at times. Trust me, you're gonna be glad that she's long distance. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, let me see. Tricks to keep the fire burning. I mean, y'all can, you know. The gentleman can laugh or whatever, but I kind of in a sense agree with Sonia that, I mean, not only on one side, you know, I think you should just like randomly send her stuff and she should randomly send you things, you know, so at least you both know that you're being thought of, and mm-hmm. It's a surprise, like still surprise each other, whether it's new or it's old, because I mean, I don't know how long you've been in a relationship with this person, but surprises are nice. I mean, especially
like dick pics.
Hey, that would be a surprise. I could be in a meeting and be like, oh, you know, and you don't know. But right. I mean, not necessarily what I'm saying, but I mean, whatever you're into, if you're into that, surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
You know, that could be included. But I mean, just anything. It can be, you know, if you know she likes flowers and you know her favorite flower, send flowers. If she knows you like sports, send tickets to the upcoming basketball game or football game or whatever sport. Something in your area, you know, just stuff like that. You know, because surprises are nice, and it's always nice to know that somebody is thinking about you, mm-hmm. you know. And Diego shaking his head, it might be corny or whatever, but still,
I agree,
it's just nice to be thought of. I mean, just a random text to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. And I know I said no texting or no, you know, Skype, because I mean, that's what people do, but just something to let that person know that you think about them. I mean, don't overdo it where you know, get annoying with it, and it's like, every second it's like ding ding ding, you know, don't do it like that. Just like a random, you know, if you don't normally say like good night or I hope you have a, you know, you're going out with your friends, hey, have fun tonight, be safe, something yeah. simplistic like that is something nice that it would make that person smile, because it's like, oh well, they know, they remembered, and you know, and I think that's a nice gesture. But you know, keeping in the line of what Diego was saying too, and what B was saying, that I think you should make it, you know, a plan to see each other as often as you can, because also out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if you wait until like, you know, months and months and months and you don't go, you don't see that person and you guys don't see each other, that's a problem, mm-hmm. you know, because that gives space for somebody else to move in, mm-hmm. you know, so keep that in mind too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Absolutely.
All right.
And when you do see her, beat it up.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And by beat it up, he means have sex.
Beat that shit up. Make it swole for the next guy can't get in.
Oh, Lord. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. If you have any feedback for what we've said so far, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. We love hearing from you, and we greatly appreciate you listening and sharing the show.
Or send a card.
Night unless me there with my girlfriend, yay. So me nah get no sleep at all because she live long distance, yay. Say me coulda take a plane or a choo-choo train, but only if I make until me see her again. So I work all night, all day for my long distance girlfriend, yay.
friend. Hey.
I'm gonna sing.
Myself, I'd give plenty time to all these decisions lying in my mind. Holding hands or put my arms around her waist, neither one of these two will I try and face. Taking my time to work the problem out, yet trying to convince her that there is no need for doubt.
Welcome back to Dating Sucks. I am your man, Big B. I hope we didn't cloud my man's judgment too much, man. You want that long distance relationship, man. You fight for it.
I was gonna say that. I'm glad you brought that up. Hopefully we gave him some ideas. Mm-hmm. I mean, through all the mucky muck.
Let me ask the lady something. If you're in a long distance relationship and your man asks you to send some gently worn undergarments, would you?
If it help you, sure. Why not?
Yeah, it depends on how long I've known you. You can't get out the gate asking for no gently worn stuff.
Damn, what is,
I'm sorry. I don't send my nigga honey over the internet.
He didn't say that.
He said gently worn. Yeah. Meaning like underwear, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Underwear, like, a bra, or
maybe a pair that you didn't like wear to work all day long. Like, oof, something that you might have.
Yeah. Have something that stank on
but
it.
You know what? Yes. Some people like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
I mean, some
like,
people
wear these, yeah, and then, you know.
You want that stank. You want that stank.
Oh, goodness. I would. I ain't going to lie.
Gone behind people in the bathroom. You do not want that stank.
Yeah, sometimes you want that stank. Ain't nothing worse than
sometimes
that.
Sometimes that stank will curl your eyebrows back. Right. You better watch yourself.
I'm saying sometimes you want to direct them to their nearest GYN. You do not want that stank.
Oh, no, not that one.
And neither does the mailman. What in the fuck is going on in my tractor?
He's like, this is a biohazard. Where's my suit?
Smelling it. Smelling it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a freak by the toe. Y'all just little, let him go.
Everything else is all soft, but that little one area is a little rigid.
Y'all crumply and stuff.
You know what? Oh my goodness. Anyway.
With a little padded area.
Anywho, all right, let me move on before you people derail this show. All right, okay. So the next question is, if you moved in with someone, would you ask them or expect them to get a new mattress? Anyone?
Mm. How new is the mattress? Is it old?
It depends on the condition of said mattress. I mean, if it was nice and... Man, I don't flip that motherfucker.
If it's been flipped.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's in a condition where you have to question, then, I mean, you might want to, if you're going to make the recommendation, you might want to step up and be ready to pay half for that shit or all. Because, you know, if you shop for mattresses lately, mm-hmm, shit ain't cheap.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You coming off a strap easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had someone to kind of pose that situation to me, this girl that I was engaged to. And so, you know, we're in her bed at the time now. So, and she's talking about, well, you know, if we get married, you know.
You're engaged. What do you mean she said if we get married?
Well, because with me it's always an if.
True that.
It's always an if.
True that.
Just because you engage, I mean you finally in the penthouse.
Oh my God.
You just taking the elevator up.
I got stuck between stone floors. Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right.
So we were engaged. Yeah. And she was talking about, you know, we get married. When we get married, she said, well, and we said, you know, in your bed, we're going to have to get another mattress. And I said, why? She said, because you've had a lot of activity on that mattress. And so I looked at her and said, well, my mattress is still fairly new. I mean, it's still a new mattress and everything like that. Just because it might have been a little bounce action on there, those are good springs. So I told her, I said, well, wait a minute. I'm laying in your bed now. I'm not the first nigga you done fucked in this bed. So why don't you get a new mattress then? You know, because the bottom line, the bed's been used. I'm not going to get no pristine, brand new bed just to carry your ass up in there like it's brand new or something like that. Like you haven't been tossed a couple of times or a couple of 20 times or whatever times you've been tossed. So, yeah, that's been posed to me that, okay, you know, we should get a new mattress. But, no, I mean, like B said, if it's still functional and it doesn't hurt your back and you can flip it over or whatever and you don't have pee stains in it, you know, because we had those pee stain mattresses. They keep them covered with those nice sheets, but it's sometimes to get, you know, stains on it.
Wait, what? Oh, my goodness. You know what?
You know, sometimes you're taking those mattresses, people taking those mattresses out, they're moving. You're like, what the hell? That brown stain on your mattress and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, as long as the mattress is still functioning, it's still good. No, I'm not going to change my mattress just because I tossed a few in my bed prior to you getting there. So, no, that's not going to happen.
A few?
No.
A few. Well, you know.
Yeah. A few. No. Mm-mm. I'm not changing my mattress. And if you're that insecure where you can't handle it, I mean, then you got to go.
Like you have the ghost of pussy pass or something like that.
Right. No, I mean, now, don't, granted, if it's like sagging in the middle and you can't, I mean, one person has to lay on one side, the other person on the other side.
And you
both roll in the middle. It's time to get one.
Act like y'all ain't never been on one of those. Right.
Wasn't that like I Love Lucy episode?
Oh, he just took us back.
Just roll into the middle.
Had separate beds.
No. I'm talking about that time when they stayed at the train. That was a classic episode.
Now,
if
it's like that, then it's time to get a new one anyway. But no, if the mattress is perfectly fine, just get a hold of yourself. Like, really?
Yeah. Oh, can I ask for the junk to be steam cleaned?
Because
I'm just saying,
take the initiative to get it steam cleaned.
Right. Clean, but yeah,
get a steamer. So what I hear you saying is spray it with Lysol.
Queen.
I have to deal with the ghost of
pussy
what'd you
pass?
Say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to deal with
pass.
That.
Yeah.
Because let's face it. I mean, the person was in you, so are they gonna ask you to get a new body? I mean, it's the mileage is on the mattress and on you, so you should be more concerned with how many people.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying you.
But I'm with her though.
But you know what I mean.
What do you mean the mileage is on me?
No,
I'm saying whatever happened on that mattress happened inside of you as well.
Exactly. So you're more concerned with the mattress.
Am I gonna tell you to get a hysterectomy while you change that mattress?
I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying. I mean,
it is what it is.
But I mean, when you say inside of you, you mean skeeting inside you?
That could have happened.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, isn't your penis going in my? You know,
been known to shoot
at the
club.
Okay, this is not. Juice is going all over.
Well, I'm just saying, but you still are. I'm
this
right?
Is not.
You still in there?
GYN 101.
I mean, all
right. But yeah, I mean, yeah. But
I'm
going
to assume people know how that works because they're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, and finally, if the mattress is in a condition where it's borderline deplorable, then you might want to think about the motherfucker you dating. I mean, you might let them go on, keep the mattress, and then figure out why then you're not calling them no more.
Right.
And where you get a mattress steam clean anyway? Where?
You can get a steamer.
Right, I was gonna say. They come right here. Sure. Mattress. Can you imagine mattresses against steam and they pulling all kind of shit out of your water just turning black?
Oh, God.
I just passed out.
Yeah.
I swear, there are people out there, and you don't have to tell us who you are, because that's fine. And I know you agree with me. And I'm not saying I'm one of those, because I'm too lazy for that. But there are people out there that steam clean their mattress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people just do that.
I have
you know
a girlfriend
what I mean?
That does that.
You do. See?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yep.
I mean, not only, like, do you flip it, you know, but you steam it, maybe flip it, steam the other side or whatever, whatever. So, I don't know. To be honest with you, like, would I ask somebody to get another mattress? I think it would depend on, to me, how comfortable the mattress was. If it wasn't comfortable, then, yeah, I would ask them, like, you know, because some people like a really, really firm mattress, and some people like a soft mattress. So, you know, if we're moving in together, maybe we can afford to get one of those little, what's the little commercial joint with the, my bed is at 35, mine is at 60. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, if we could afford one of those, because I don't like real firm mattresses because they hurt my back. I'm just sorry, they do. Well, so if we could afford to do that, that would be dope. Would I be worried about somebody else sleeping in your bed or the ghost of past, you know? Pass. Yeah, thank you. Would I be worried about that? Nah. I mean, because more than likely, I've already stayed a night at your house already a couple times. So, I mean, I wouldn't really be worried about that. Yeah, but
if you don't have our last name, there ain't no sleep numbers coming up in this game.
Well, no, but I'm saying if we're moving.
Like 5 G's.
Well, but I mean, if we're moving in together, I would assume moving in together.
Letting them last name.
Right.
Well, no, but I'm saying I would assume moving in together is a step towards, to me, because I've never lived with anybody. I'm being honest. Yeah. If we're moving in together, to me, that's a step towards us getting married. I'm not moving in with you, or at least it's a step towards doing a Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like one of those. If we're not, you know, literally going and tying the knot, then it has to at least be a step in that direction. I'm not moving in with you just so you could save on rent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I pay half of the cable. Like, I ain't doing that. I don't need a roommate.
Right.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. Mm-mm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow.
Shots across the bow.
So I'm just saying, I don't need one of those, is all I'm saying. But I mean, but that's how I feel about it. So
well, I mean, it all depends on if you get a new mattress or a different mattress. It all depends if she's a squirter. Now, if the woman that previous to you is a heavy squirter, you might want to.
Yeah, I talk about the big B curveball.
Yeah,
right.
I need you talking about the Diego slider.
I mean, well,
yeah, squirter. Yeah.
But I mean, how would she know?
Because if you date a woman for a long time and she's a heavy squirter,
but at least it's her juice. Squirt is
really
his.
Squirt is really pee. But anyway,
no, it's not pee.
Yes,
actually, it's not.
It really is.
It is not.
It
is not.
Really is.
It is not pee.
It is mixed in there.
It is not pee. But anyway, squirter. If she's a heavy squirter, which is always a one
coming from
thing.
Somebody, clearly he must have had a taste of it, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm just making myself feel better. That's not pee."
It wasn't as salty as I thought.
It didn't taste bad. Didn't taste bad. But so the bottom line is, like, if you're a heavy squirter, and say you've been with this person over a number of year or a year or months or stuff like that. And it's a constant condition on there, unless you use rubber sheets. Then otherwise,
I was gonna say a towel or
no towel. Towel don't work. You have to get rubber sheets. I dated this one girl, and I mean she was just a fountain, and I mean we had to just end up getting rubber sheets and stuff like that. So, but it was fun though.
Mm-hmm. You like dealing with people that pee all the? No, I'm kidding. Mm. Anyway, all right. Well, okay. All right. So I'm going.
I invite you all to tune in to Diego's Dating is Complicated show.
Right.
The spinoff from Dating Sucks.
Right. Dating with a UTI or a yeast infection by Diego.
Or bacterial.
Keep plenty of cranberry juice. Can I help? Can I get you some?
Actually, they said that does not work. But anyway. All right. So I'm going to turn this over to Diego and Sonia because they have something. It's kind of like a PSA. They want to just, you know, give you a little bit of a. Information, a little bit of knowledge. This is a dating show. This is what we talk about. This is what we're trying to help people. After they finish, send your feedback to indeepshow@yahoo.com if you feel like you have some input or you just want to send a nice message to Diego. By nice, you know who I'm talking about, Ro. All right. So Diego, Sonia, what's up?
Go ahead. Well, I'm gonna talk.
I'm gonna talk
on my perspective, and then Sonia's gonna give her perspective as far as men. So, all you people out there who are on dating sites,
right?
You know, you're on dating sites, you're off again, on again, dating sites. Whether it's Black people, me, delight, or all the number
tender.
All
wait,
the
what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. What, delight?
Yeah, it's one called Delightful.
That's a new one on me. Yeah. I never heard of that.
And so all the dating sites to out Google. There. So first of all, let me just say this, okay? Women, y'all need to really, really sit down, talk to some people, maybe your friends, and really get an understanding why you're on the dating site, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I think most of y'all are disillusional. Because a dating site is for meeting people. And it's really is for people to see who you are.
Delightful.com.
Yes. Mm. I mean, to see who you are.
Like right now.
Right now. Not what your ass looked like 10 years ago or 8 years ago.
Yep.
Okay. Not wearing some old ass dress that you used to look hot in before or your class picture or some bullshit picture up there. You need to put a picture, and I'm going to tell you what kind of pictures you need to put on there. First of all, nobody's out there as a Hollywood agent, so we don't need your fucking headshots. Okay? Enough with the bullshit headshots.
I call them neck models.
Yeah, neck models. Okay?
Every picture is a nice picture. Right,
of your neck. No one needs a picture of your head, your neck, and your head. Okay? You don't walk into any place. You don't go to. When a guy see you, whether it's at a club or a lounge or whatever, Starbucks, whatever, we're looking at you from your whole package. So when you send those little headshots of yourself.
From your corn to your dandruff.
Exactly. Mm. We need to see the whole picture. Now, I'm not saying you got to put no nasty picture up there and a lot of your old bitches stop poking your butts out. Stop poking
you
your ass
stop
out.
Saying right. Old bitches. Okay. You're going. Deceased and desist, sir.
We can't say no more old bitches?
No.
No more old bitches?
Nope. Henceforth, let it be written and said, no more old bitches.
Okay, you old heifers.
Older women.
You old nope. heifers out there, okay?
Older ladies.
More mature ladies.
Mm. We're just going to say older ladies. Come
okay.
on.
Okay, older ladies.
Thank you.
And I question that. But anyway, so the bottom line is, like I'm saying, first of all, you don't need to be sticking your butt out, okay? You just need to put a picture of yourself in up-to-date clothing. Stop wearing that 1996 shit that someone told you look good in that pantsuit. You don't. Okay?
Pantsuit.
Yeah, some old broad had some pantsuit up there. What you wearing a Hillary Clinton pantsuit for? Nobody's looking at your ass in there. Stop wearing that. Also, stop wearing shoes with open toes with stockings in there. Nobody does that shit. Okay? Put a decent picture of yourself up there. One picture of you just standing there so people see what you look like. And do one little dress-up picture. That's all you need. You don't need all those different, that neck-up shot that no one's paying attention to. And also, if you have 25 pictures up there and all 26 of them look bad, bottom line, get decent pictures, okay? Stop putting up pictures of sayings and stuff like that. Those little poems and sayings. And stop putting pictures of your children,
characters.
Your cartoon characters, and all the other
sunset.
Bullshit you put up in sunset. No one cares about that. We're trying to connect on there. Everyone's trying to connect. So stop putting bullshit up there. Put a real picture.
Another thing, if you have 10 pictures and they're
all ugly.
In the same outfit.
Yeah.
That was on the same day.
Yeah. What you
a professional's going to know that you a busted motherfucker.
Right.
You had one good day and you took 10 pictures
yeah.
and posted them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why you do a selfies. Enough of the selfies. If you can't, if you're not at some function or somewhere that someone can take a picture of you, come on. I mean, it's 2016. Put a real picture up there.
A picture of a Polaroid ain't going to work either.
Exactly.
With you, know? With you and your six friends in the wicker chair.
Like yeah.
Ain't gonna work.
Yeah, y'all standing around the wicker chair doing it, or the car in the background.
What if I
That's
took that
cute.
Last weekend?
Right, yeah.
What if I was at a show and Mr. G is still working? Shout out to the DC people. What if
Swipe
Mr.
Left.
G's? What if he's still working? You said what?
Swipe left.
Swipe
oh,
left. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right then.
So, kinda bottom cute. Line, we're out to meet. You're out there to actually have someone.
And
look
Mr.
At
G
you.
Has digital portraits now.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
He's you know, still working.
Whatever, Mr. G.
So have someone take some decent pictures. You only need two pictures. One of you standing up with a nice little everyday outfit on. This is what I look doing my everyday look. And then a picture where you getting dressed up.
Can it be my work outfit?
Yeah, it can be your work outfit.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, the bottom line.
But what
stop.
If the But what if, okay, and I mean to cut you off, but okay, but what if the picture is not really close up, and what if the picture is far away, and if she looks okay?
It's 2016,
but then,
stop
but
it.
Then, but then her face is busted when you meet her.
Oh, that's happened many
because
times.
Because she didn't have the, I say put a close-up shot of your face,
you
and also
up,
two.
You can blow it up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can blow it up.
And also two full-body shots, too.
She look good from
because
afar, but far
exactly. And with, yeah, the bad skin and all of that. So I'm sorry.
We just call that a block away, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he can say bitch, but I can't say bitch.
Well, I'm just saying what we used
that was
to
a,
do.
That was a saying.
We don't do that anymore.
Right.
He didn't say old bitch.
Right. He said block away.
Okay, okay.
And that
okay.
was phrase.
Okay, okay.
Right.
But,
right.
But I'm just saying, it's like you want to sit there and every, I mean, if you're online, you're on there for a purpose. You're on there for a purpose to meet someone.
Right.
Be real. I mean, if you're a big girl, just show that you're a big girl. Hey, this is me. I'm a big girl. Stop trying to camouflage yourself hiding behind a plant. Come on. We can see you behind that plant.
Well, that just means that she's probably
bitch,
not comfortable.
I see the other side
skin.
Of you on the other side
yeah,
of
really.
The
tree. So, no stop way. Hiding behind the plant. Just show who you are because there's someone out there for everyone. But if this is not going to work
yeah.
if you're hiding. And it's nothing worse than being disappointed when you meet these heifers for coffee and no one looking like their picture.
Yeah. Same thing goes for men, too. I have had an incident where guys lie about their height. Okay. Whoop, whoop. Let's talk about that. Okay. So you really... You really 5'4".
Guys lie to you about their height?
What?
Talk about it.
You 4'11".
What
are they lying about?
That's okay. I know. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to say that they 5'7", and they really 5'3". And then when I walk into the joint to meet you, I'm looking for the 5'7" guy, and I'm looking at the little lollipop kid from the...
If she call you a lollipop kid...
Okay. And you're in the little chair, and your legs are dangling. Ooh. In the
oh,
chair.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Now, should I be mad? Yes, because in your pictures, on your profile, you said you was 5'7".
When I put my Tims on.
Right. So now I got to meet you. And then you're really round.
So now I got
to
meet you.
And so now I got to meet you and try to be happy about it. I'm not happy right. about it. Okay. So guys, please stop lying about your height. Okay. And if you're round, like you said, Diego, stop taking the neck up pictures because dudes do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They take the neck up pictures or the ones right before it gets to the round part below the stomach. It's like right in the middle and up. And so, you don't see the big gut at the bottom until you get to the place. And that's very disheartening. Just be who you are. Some women like thick men.
Right.
Okay? So
I like a thickums.
Fellas, yeah. Make them appreciate
yeah.
the Buddha.
Right.
Yeah.
And men like
took
thick
a lot
women.
Of money to get
yeah.
this one.
Yeah. Some women like
and
thick
men, women. Yeah, men like, and right. men yeah. like thick women.
Some women like something to hold on to, so don't be afraid.
Let them know, fellas, guys. You don't get that Buddha off of ramen noodles.
Right.
That's ribeye good eating,
steaks
right?
And good liquor.
And also,
liquor.
If you're a big woman, just say you're a big woman. Don't sit up there and say you're athletic in tone and you're 190 pounds at 5 feet tall. You're not athletic. You're not athletic in tone. I mean, unless you consider yourself a bowling ball, okay? That is not athletic in tone and you 5 feet tall weighing 190 pounds.
Some men like thick women.
No,
so
no, I'm just saying no.
Can I say one thing to the ladies?
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
If you're posting a selfie of yourself in the gym, we know you don't really work out, so stop.
Right, because you're yeah. not working out. You're yeah. taking pictures.
Ain't yeah. nobody taking pictures
right,
in the gym.
Right, no. Yeah. Except for here.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, but I'm just saying, but I mean, a lot of... And if you do a Zumba, you're not really working out either. I'm just telling you, because I ain't going to say... I've never seen no big women do a Zumba. And I'm just... They in there every day of the week. And you still Zumba? Come on. Something
it's
must be happening.
Nothing,
hold up.
Though.
Just
because
one
nothing.
Person you know...
No,
she,
I've
you,
seen
no,
some great
I,
results from Zumba.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I personally know somebody who does Zumba that is getting it in and has lost a lot of weight. Just because the one chick you know says she was doing Zumba and yeah, ain't lose no weight, ain't tone nothing.
No, no.
She was probably in the back eating a snack when everybody else was working out.
I'm talking about sometimes I'm in the gym and I'm looking at these women who come in there and they're in there every day and I'm like,
but we don't know what they're doing.
I know after
and
stuff like that. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to tell you know who I'm talking about that's been doing Zumba and lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But she's probably eating right, though.
Yeah, she's probably eating right and diet, but I'm just saying
and
a lot of
doing other things. You know, Zumba is just another way
of working out.
Right.
that fun.
But what I'm really saying is a lot of women say, well, I work out 3 or 4 times a week, and I'm looking at you, and I'm sitting up there like, well, what are you working at, a Jim's Bar and Grill? Because the bottom line is you're not working out.
Going back to the pictures online, be who you are and be okay with who you are and comfortable in your skin, because there's somebody for everybody. So don't worry. And if you don't like the way you look and you just feel like you want to hide behind the plant, do something about it.
Yeah.
But don't try to put the smoke screen over somebody else's eyes.
Now, and a lot of women are makeup good because they look good as far as pictures go with makeup on. But as far as when you meet them in person, like we call them internet, they could be an internet 7. When you meet them in person, they're real life 4s.
Yeah, that's why I said 1 headshot and then 2 full body shots. One in like your everyday wear and then one in a dress up wear. But don't be afraid to be yourself. And guys, you too.
Yeah. See, y'all talk about being yourselves, but it seems like people are going to judge you no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, you can, I mean, because y'all just went through a whole, like, oh, you've had a full body shot, but yet I'm zooming in. I'm like, brr, you know, so it's like people, I guess, are clearly out there on these dating sites afraid to be themselves.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, if you're putting a picture out there and you're on a dating site, okay, the whole point of the dating site is because we're not out there like we used to. We don't go and frequent clubs and all these other places where you meet people. So this gives you an opportunity to, okay, who's in my area? Who's single and blah, blah, blah. And we could do a connection. But the connection is based on what you really look like. I mean, the bottom line, if you put on there what you really look like and someone passes on you or judge you because you're not their cup of tea, that's fine. But you got to put an honest picture of yourself there, because otherwise, you know, when I meet you at Panera Bread or at Starbucks and I'm sitting there thinking that I'm getting this 8, and then I get there and the makeup, because, you know, people make, you know, especially women, they make themselves up. They, you know, they make themselves look good. And then you meet them in person and you see, you know, the eye going a different way and stuff like that. I mean, you think I'm serious. I had this one girl and her eye was going a whole different direction and stuff like that. Yeah, she had a lazy eye. Whatever.
So in her picture, where was she looking?
In her picture, she, you know, because you can control your eye for a snapshot. So the bottom line, you know, you can kind of turn sideways. Like I'm saying, a lot of them do those sideways pictures where you don't get to see the whole picture of them.
Okay, so then let me ask you. If you are on a dating site and you don't get to see a full profile of someone, or you just get to see their face, you don't get to see their whole body, you don't get to see what's below, you know, the chest area. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that for Sonia, and I'm saying it for Diego as well. Mm-hmm. And it's not a picture where you're like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you continue to pursue that person if you don't know exactly?
No, you don't pursue
Well, I mean, I'm saying clearly, I mean, y'all have both met people like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would you continue to pursue someone that doesn't have a picture that is full body or doesn't have a picture that is, you know, close up to your liking? I mean, yes, we all don't have, as much as we like iPhones, we don't all have iPhones or phones where we can, like, you know, zoom in or open the picture up closer to see what we see.
No, no.
So what makes you, is it the words that person says?
Mm-hmm. For me, it is. Sometimes it's the profile. I mean, for a woman, I'm only speaking from a woman's perspective. So, okay, so he says, he lies. Okay, so he said he's 5'7". And I'm looking, he's a little thick. Okay, fine. I don't see the extra gut on the thing. But because...
the extra gut. Okay.
I don't see the extra gut on the thing. But I'm looking, I'm like, okay, we have a lot in common. Like, you know, maybe, you know, we're from the same place. Or, you know, we kind of grew up in the same area. Or maybe, you know, he's Hispanic because, you know, I'm Hispanic. Or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, and now I'm interested. I'm like, okay, we have a lot in common. Let me talk to him. Then I talk to him and the conversation is really good. Then you say, okay, well, let's have a meet and greet. I don't really expect for you to look exactly. But in the ballpark, yes. I'm not expecting for you to be 50, 60 pounds overweight. I'm expecting for that picture to be at least 2 to 3 weeks old, at least. So now you tell me the picture is 3 years old. Well, damn, like, did it ever occur to you to even mention that in our conversations? At least if you say, hey, you know, the picture, like I've spoken to guys where they I've talked to them and they will say, listen, the picture that's on the site is older. Let me send you a more recent picture, and they'll inbox me like, and they'll send me a picture of what they really look like. I appreciate that. So I'm not walking into like, you know, some kind of crazy.
Well, let me ask you, why do you appreciate that? Because to me, you're starting out in a lie. If on your profile, you have pictures of you, but you're like, ooh, wait a minute, hold up, that's not really me. Let me see you, the real me.
Because sometimes people open up the accounts like, and they're online for years. Honestly, like those are the old timers that, you know, that like to serial date. And so they don't update their pictures. They have the same ones on there. And then and so they have to remember that, oh, snap, that's an old picture. Let me send you a more recent one. OK, I get it. But at least you're trying to be forthcoming. You're not trying to tell me that.
This all depends on the age of the woman. When they're older women.
Thank you. Mature women never want to send
a proof of life picture, and I automatically dismiss them, because if you can't send a proof of life picture, i.e. What you look like right now, or you know, something like that, then I automatically dismiss them.
So how do you ask for a proof of life picture? Are you like, hey,
I know
you're probably at work, can you send me a picture? Or, mm-mm. Hey, I know, can you hold today's Washington Post, mm-mm. or New York Times up or whatever so I can see the date? I mean, like, how do you ask for
it? I mean,
for?
I wish I could say, can you get the, U.S. Today so I can see that the day's date is there. But, I mean, generally, I say send me a picture of you today or what have you. Or have someone take a picture. And younger women are a lot easygoing as far as sending pictures, because they snap pictures all the time. It's the old women.
Like, I'm not gonna send you a picture.
And it's like, okay, grandma, I'm done with you anyway. You know, because it's like, if you can't send a picture of yourself, then I'm not really interested to meet you. And even then, you still get fooled, because you know they always, whatever pictures they take is always dark or some obscured looking picture. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, grainy. How the hell are you taking a grainy picture
on your cell phone?
Yeah, on your cell phone and stuff. Like, where are you taking this?
I was
going
to say, sometimes even the iPhone, when you flip it around to take a selfie, it is a little grainy.
But so, you know.
Oh, can I just say a real quick, BT Dubs? Delightful.com is by relationship expert Steve Harvey.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Right. I just had to put that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked a great deal about pictures. But, you know, during the time that I was on the site, my one pet peeve was, like Diego said, you're here to meet people. And so many profiles lead with negativity and airing of dirty laundry and, you know, all what you can do if you not this, and pass me by if you not this, and you know what I'm saying, and if you this, pass me by, and if you, well, what's really you? I've read everything that you despise in life. What are some of the things that you like in life? You know, thank you for sharing your history of dating or online dating and all the misery that it brought. But who the hell are you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if you're going to go as far as to list all your negativity, you know, what part did you play in all this shit?
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of women and men.
A lot of hurt. Because
I hear the stories from my friends about the guys on there. And, you know, it's a lot of hurt people mm-hmm. online that has a lot of baggage.
Especially
and,
when
you know,
get older.
Like that. Yeah. And they just, like and they just old. I mean, you know, they just jaded. They hurt. Yeah. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Well, let me ask you guys. I mean, because I'll be honest, I didn't do any of the dating websites, and maybe it's, I don't know. I guess it's not a good thing for me. But if I decided tomorrow, said, you know what, I'm going to start online at Match or, well, not Delightful because it's Steve Harvey, but anyway. But any one of the sites, even if it was Tinder or Grindr. No, not Grindr. Yeah, wait, not Grindr. No, not Grindr, because I am not.
Grindr. So soon?
No, I was going to say grinder.
No, it's fine.
Not grinder. Being serious. So if I was new to dating websites, mm-hmm. what is something that I can put down that's positive that, you know, would, I mean, I know I can do a headshot. I know I can do a full body shot. Mm-hmm. I can do a proof of life picture. But mm-hmm. verbally, what is something that I can put down that would catch somebody's attention?
I'm open.
And you're looking for somebody who's positive.
But I don't just want to type, I'm open, period. I'm getting a whole bunch of freaky shit. What I'm saying. Give me something besides I'm open. Give me something else.
I'm open to
looking
meeting.
Looking for strong, confident, you know, confident man.
You know, and you put on what, you, right. what you're looking for. But you said basically you want to say that I'm open to listen and to accept that, you know, that someone's out there that I'm willing to talk to. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's really comes down to it. You really just, it's about sitting down, talking to that person and over the phone. And then from the phone conversation, you go to the next level. And the next level is to take you to coffee, because the bottom line, I don't see any guy taking any woman to dinner. I'm not taking you to dinner. I don't know you enough to spend the places I like to go eat, to spend that kind of money on you if I don't even know you. So, to me, it's
you
have to be
open. I don't know what you're talking about.
If I were to give you advice on that.
Thank you.
Knowing your personality, mm-hmm. knowing your wit, and knowing your level of intelligence, I wouldn't put anything about what I'm looking for. I would write my profile in the style of person that you are, which is witty, mm-hmm. intelligent,
positive.
and mm-hmm. say things that, you know, I mean, you know, you're a humorous person. You make people mm-hmm. laugh. You know what I'm saying? So
adventurous.
You would have that in there. You would put things in there that would make people pick up on stuff like, mm-hmm. you know, sort of a joke that a well-read person would get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And from that, you can, just because someone responds to you doesn't mean you have to respond yeah. back to them.
Correct.
So you don't have to say, oh, I'm looking for this, because people are going to respond anyway. You could say, I want somebody, I don't want anybody under 7 foot, and everybody that responds is going to be 5'9". Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people are going to respond anyway. So it doesn't matter. Don't waste your time saying what you're looking for. You know what you're looking for, and you'll respond to it when you see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And all that really does, when you get to putting, I'm looking for this and this and this, all you're doing is putting bait out there for people to troll you.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? Because when I see something that says, I don't want nobody under 5'6", well, you know, the brief time I was on there, I was just on there to be an ass. So I'd be like, well, I'm 5'5". What's the problem? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Explain to me what does a 5'6" person have to, besides an inch? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you're just setting yourself up for trolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for you, you have the looks, you have the intelligence,
check,
you have
check,
the wit,
check.
You have the charm.
Check.
Put that out there and let let those people
find you.
Respond to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from their response, you can figure out who it is that you want to deal with. Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, the thing about it, a lot of women put on there, especially, I don't know about the men profile, but as far as the women, a lot of them put on there, you know, as far as what they're looking for. And all of them put on there, you know, I want a godly man. And I'm saying, every time I see
God-fearing,
a godly man and all that bullshit, I'm sitting up there like,
wait
a minute.
Men do the same thing.
First of all,
I fear God when the judge is about to give me 25 to life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I'm going to take it for just for hearsay, you know, just take it for granted. If you probably dated, you know, say if you were 40 something or 50 or whatever, you probably dated probably 8 guys in your time of dating. I'm going to lesser number, okay? That you dated 8, 9 guys, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to guess this, I'm going to dare to say that all of those guys that you have dated in the past have all said they are godly men. Okay?
No.
Because a lot of guys, see, the bottom line, a lot of guys are not going to tell you that they're atheists or they're not God-fearing. I mean, a lot of them are not going to say that. They're going to say, well, I'm a Christian and, you know, I believe in God and all that sort of stuff like that. Okay? So I'm gonna say that you've dated 8 guys, 9 guys, or whatever number of guys you got, and all and a majority of them have been quote unquote God fearing men. And I always say when I see that on the website when I'm looking at it, I always say to myself, well, you're 40 something now, you've married or, you know, or divorced, I should say, and, you know, some of them you have kids and never been married, you know. And I always say to myself, well, how well did that work out for you, dating those guys that told you that they were God-fearing or they were godly men or anything like that? Because just because you say you're a godly man don't mean shit. Because it's really it's about how he treats you, you know?
I don't know. I think more and more people that I've been meeting are not so much religious. There are a lot of people will
but
say,
they say
that,
they are
that they're spiritual. No, a lot of people are not really claiming a religion anymore. They're like they're saying that they're spiritual. But regardless, it has to be you have to deal with people individually. Like you said, even though you go to church doesn't mean that you are going to treat me with respect.
Well, right, exactly.
Right. Right. So, ladies, I mean, and what I find is that men put those things on the website to try to lure you in. And they're like, they try to lure you, making you think that when you date with them, they won't be touchy or they won't be trying to get up under your skirt or they won't, you know, or they'll be, you know, everything will be on the up and up. Those are the main ones that try to, that are all over you. But that it doesn't, just because he said that he goes to church doesn't mean that he's actually practicing what
that
he hears every yeah like he's not, so well, you have to really smart about
because a man is a man. But the bottom line, if a man is interested in you, and I'm just gonna say this, he wants your pussy. Now how he goes about getting your pussy, that's where the game takes place. Because every man, if he's interested in you, the ultimate thing is that he wants as the words of Steve Harvey, he wants your cookie. So any man say, oh, I'm not interested in that, he's already starting off as a lie.
But some men do want a relationship. I mean,
well, you don't want a civil relationship, but you still want the pussy.
Well, of course. I mean, well, if you talk nice, you're going to get it anyway.
I mean, you're going to get it anyway, but the bottom line, the relationship is
so wait a minute. I'm sorry. I mean, I know this is your segment. Hold up. So all someone has to do is talk nice to you and they can get
a
cookie? Or well, as they I'm say, since saying. We're on delightful.com.
We know how she is.
So
Don't judge.
Oh, I'm not judging. I'm merely asking a question because you just put it out there in atmosphere that if somebody sees you on any of the dating sites.
No, it's not that.
All they have to do is just be nice to you and take you out for a 5-star meal. I'm not talking about you. You give it up whenever. I'm not talking about you. Right. I'm talking about her. You gonna give it up whenever, as long as they're nice to you?
No, it takes a whole lot more than that. However, Queen, you know how I'm gonna tell you how I am.
Excuse me.
When I meet somebody,
Queen sidestepped the shit out of that one.
I said, ma'am.
Move over. Okay, let me tell you. Okay,
because I already put it out there.
Too.
I'm not on a dating site, so
no, this is not only a dating site. It doesn't matter. Even if you're meeting in a club or at a party or out and about or whatever, you're at the Starbucks or whatever. If you meet somebody, he's free. He's single and free. You're single and free, and you meet them and you find them attractive and he finds you attractive. We grown. Now, I'm not saying there has to be some kind of time frame or whatever, but you just might feel like that's what you want to do.
I'm just saying we're grown. We are grown.
If you're interested in somebody and you really want to go through the process, then you go through the process because the process is very beautiful. People forget about the process. The process is really nice. Don't go from A to Z. Go through the process.
What's the process?
Yeah, I mean,
let
him
court you. Let him take you out. Get to know each other. Talk. You know, talk. Get to know each other. Spend time.
Ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm romantic.
No. Hold on. You just said we grown. If we go out, we do X, Y, and Z. We are grown.
Well,
we
can
do it.
That's not for everybody. Sometimes you just meet somebody you just want to do it. But I'm just saying.
Okay, I just want clarification because that's not what you just said.
That's not everybody.
You say you romantic, but so in the car, if I talk nice to you, I can put it in your mouth? I'm just asking.
How long have we known each other? Did we just meet?
We talked to each other for an hour.
No.
Are we in the Starbucks?
Are we in the Starbucks parking lot? No. I don't do parking lot love. Y'all know that. I don't do parking lot love.
What's wrong with parking lot love?
No, I don't like parking lot love. That's cheesy.
No, it's not.
No, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror the next day. I don't want to be like, oh my gosh. I don't want to have any regrets. Honestly, I don't have any regrets for anything that I've done. Ever. I don't have regrets. I try not to.
So parking lot love is out of the question.
No, yeah, I don't like parking lot love.
What about movie theater love?
Well, how long have we known each other?
A couple hours.
No. A couple hours of anything is not going to get you any of those perks.
Damn.
No perks for hours.
So clearly, if y'all saw each other on a dating site, y'all would, what is it, be swipe left?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Left is no?
Right. Left is no. Got it. Swipe left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta have fun with it, Queen. You just have to have fun with it.
I don't know if I want to.
Aww, it's fun.
Because I'm like, y'all did not make it seem like it's fun.
It is fun, honestly. Like I've met some really nice people online.
I'm gonna be honest, it's not fun. I mean, and the reason why it's not fun because people lie and perpetrate a fraud way too much. No, not everybody, but you get enough out there that it's really frustrating because it's like I say, just be honest. Put a real picture of yourself out there.
Why do you think there's clearly a reason why people are on these dating sites that they're not being honest? I mean, because it seems like that you guys are talking about that an awful lot. And other people I know that have been on dating sites, they've discussed meeting people and they've been like, ew. But on the other hand, I do, you know, have some really good friends that have gone out and they've met people on the dating sites and they've had a great time. Mm-hmm. It could be a friend I'm going to quote unquote call it a friend. It could be somebody they met and they've turned into a friend or, you know, maybe for the like a couple weeks they were in town and they met them online and they hung out and they had a really great time with them, whether it was drinks and, you know, overnight stays or whatever. But they had fun.
No, you can have
like a friend of mine met her husband on Black People Meet, and they're married and they're happy.
You can meet people, but you just have to weed through so much bullshit that you shouldn't have to weed through.
You have to kiss a lot of frogs to get your friends.
Because you're on the website and you should just put out there what you are and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, it's not that it's impossible to meet someone out there because I met some really nice people out there. No one that I would date, but you know, but they're nice.
So people. What would you do with the people that you've met online already?
The people I met online, I mean, they're nice people. And I mean, some of them are friends because I still have some friends that I sit down and talk to. But I wouldn't date them, though. But I mean, they're nice.
Why wouldn't you date them?
Because they don't meet my standards of someone I want to be out with. Hmm.
Let's just go back to the old. I don't want to say no old acting people.
Oh, the old broads.
No, it's not that. It's not just the old acting people. It's just the fact that you want to meet someone that's going in the same lane that you're going in, driving the same speed, complimenting you, looking the same thing, doing the same thing. And so if that person's not, I mean, and they might be very nice. And I have never met anyone who was mean or rude or nasty.
Well, see, that's great.
They were always nice people, but they're not someone that I would want to have on my arm to take them anywhere.
But see, that's great because I think that goes back to what B was saying. You be honest about who you are and you put in your profile X, Y, and Z. I mean, I'm just going to paraphrase, but how dope I am, because I feel like he said that a little bit ago. How dope I am. I would put that in my profile and let everybody know that I'm cool or whatever. And maybe like I could meet someone that was, you know, equally cool, or I could meet somebody that is, according to Sonia, a liar. And maybe like if I say I wanted like a No, I'm saying maybe somebody I say like I don't want anybody shorter than 5'8" or 6 feet, and they, you know, and maybe the dude hits all those points that I like, but maybe he's 5'7".
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that that's what I'm particularly looking for. I just want the information to be accurate on the profile. It's not, I'm not looking for any particular height. I mean, if you're cute, you're cute. I'm short, so you can be.
I wasn't talking about you. I was just talking
in
about
general.
Me.
Yeah, you just want them to be truthful. You just want.
I'm
them
just
to be
saying.
Truthful.
I'm like. I'm saying. I was yeah. agreeing with what oh, you said, okay. but I was saying right. like I put all my gotcha, stuff gotcha. Out there.
Okay.
And they put all their stuff out there, but they just aren't truthful about maybe like a height thing, oh, you know. But maybe they're like cool and dope. And like to go out and do wine tasting or do these other things, but certain parts of the you know of their profile they're not as truthful with, or maybe they have on, you know, Tim's that make them an extra couple inches taller, and they don't say that in their profile. Right. I don't know.
So let me ask you, like, okay, so say you set up to meet a gentleman at the coffee shop or what have you,
okay,
and the person shows up and like you said, he has, you know, the big belly or mm-hmm. what have you, blah,
okay.
blah, blah.
Okay.
But, you know, you guys sit down, you guys have a great conversation, and, you know, throughout the conversation, you're like, you know, this dude isn't half bad, you know, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And nearing the end of the conversation, he says to you, hey, well, you know, I really enjoyed meeting you, blah, blah, blah. I would like to see you more, but I would like to know, are you, you know, interested in working out because you're a little bit heavier than I'd like.
Oof. Okay.
What would your reaction be to that?
And he
after
was,
your initial reaction was his belly's a little bit bigger than I like.
Right. And I would say, well, you could definitely be my workout buddy because at this point that's all we will be because you're not really my cup of tea either as far as dating.
After a great conversation and you're coming around like, wow, this guy has.
I mean, my thing is if I'm not, because here's the thing, there's somebody for everybody and right. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I know that as mm-hmm. cute as I am, but I mean,
she's real cute.
Thank you. I'm just saying, and I, that's a reality. Like I know this. So, and that's fine because everybody's entitled to their own thing. Mm-hmm. And you want to be friends, you want to work out, we can work out, but just know I'm letting you know right now I'm not physically attracted to you and you are not
so
obviously not attracted to
why
me
wouldn't,
either.
Why wouldn't you tell him that from the beginning?
I do from the beginning because I didn't see him until we got there.
That's what I'm saying. Once he got there, you guys sat down, you guys talked, and
okay.
you've been talking for about an hour or so, having a great conversation.
Okay.
Why at that point would you
because
not
say sometimes it? You don't want to ruin the vibe. Like I think there's a time and a place for everything. So if he's nice to me, I'm not gonna be like, I'm sorry, you just not what I mean, that's ignorant. So my thing is he's still a human being. He's still a good person.
But why is it ignorant if you are not feeling an attraction
exactly.
to a person? Why waste we done sat here for like 2 hours.
Well, I'm not gonna let no, because I'm looking at my watch, so I'm not gonna let it go. That I'm giving you a good 30 minutes. I'm giving you 30 minutes, and I'm gonna wrap it up after my tea, and I'm gonna say, you know what, it was nice knowing you, because I'm not gonna say.
Are you gonna say that after he said, "Hey, girl, look"?
No, that's before. I'm saying that before.
Okay.
Now I don't know when he's gonna say it, but that's like, never happened to me, so I can't really tell you. But I'm just saying.
But I mean, I kind of feel like what B was saying is like you had a conversation with somebody,
right.
and it was
I
really
would think
great,
that your response would
and
have
it was
been,
very nice.
Well, no, we don't need to work out together because
I'm not really physically attracted.
Blah blah blah.
I would just be like, well, we could be friends. I mean, but I mean, we already know. I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean that's
bullshit.
That's where
the crooked trail starts.
Right, right. No, you're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't remember that commercial, Queen, but I know you've seen it where the two people are on a date. And
oh, it's a
like,
credit card. Yeah. It's like a city.
Exactly.
I love that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Are we going to call each other after? No, we're not.
We're never going to see each other again.
Yeah.
Already.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I'm
all right,
send
girl.
You,
and then after this, I'm going to go with somebody else.
I mean, that's right. How I am. I mean, I tell someone, yeah. I say, yeah, we don't match. And I mean, and keep it moving. I mean, we sit there for a cup of coffee and keep it moving. Some of them like, oh.
But do you say it in the beginning?
Oh, they know my face. Oh, yeah, I do. In my face.
So, okay. So let me give you the scenario. Okay. So. You get there, she gets there, she sits down, you guys both have your coffee, and after hello, you say, well, I'm going to let you know we're not a perfect match, but you can sit there and drink a coffee with me if you like.
No, generally what happens is I'll get there early, or I'll come in just strategically late, And I'll see them, and I like, and I'll give them a smile, like, you know, we don't match, right?
But she might be taking that as a smile as, the one.
No. I say that.
You said you say it. Do you actually? No, I do. Start the greeting off like, hey, how you doing? Thanks for meeting me. I'm just gonna let you know you're not the one, but you know, I'm gonna sit down and have this coffee with you.
No, I sit there. I generally, when I come in, I meet someone, and they totally don't look like their picture. I will sit up there and go, come on now. Now, what picture was that on there? Okay, what picture was that? Okay, that wasn't you. No, it was me. It was me and da-da-da-da. How long ago? And I just sit there and they already know. They already know from my body language. And like I said, I'm not rude to anyone because I'll sit there and have a cup of coffee with you. But they already know from Jump Street, by my facial expression, by my body language, you're not the one. And then, and when the coffee is over, you know, and especially, I mean.
You gonna call me?
No,
because they'll
sit up there and go, well, you know, it was a pleasure. And I'll say it was a pleasure meeting you. And generally, that's what it was. It was a pleasure meeting because there's no one that I met that I didn't enjoy their conversation during that time of sitting there having coffee. Mm-hmm. So it was always a pleasure meeting people. But that's it.
That's how I feel, too.
You know,
I don't think you can be really ignorant.
Some people could like misconstrue what you're saying. Oh, it's a pleasure meeting you. Meaning like, oh, okay, clearly.
I mean, where in there
do you say, hey, we are not a match?
Because we're talking about, you know, what I like, and you know, my conversation is very basic and very kind of like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, and you're not that. And I like to, I give you, for instance, I went out on a date, and the girl,
I was gonna say, tell on yourself because I was about to tell on you.
No, she didn't wear makeup. Oh, and I said, oh, okay, she didn't wear makeup. All right, she didn't wear makeup. And I saw her, and I looked at her, and I said, oh, wow, so you really don't wear makeup, huh? No lip gloss or nothing, huh? And she said, no, I really don't like that. And I said, wow, okay, well, I say it's not a good thing that my lips are looking better than yours, but okay, all right, you do you. And it was just one of those things where she knew that it just wasn't there. And so it was a quick little meet and greet. You know, and I said, "Oh, well, you know, it was good. It was good meeting you," and that was it.
See, I think if you ended with "it was good meeting you," to me that says, "Okay, clearly right. this did not
he
work out."
Usually says it was nice knowing you.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because that's when you know. That's it.
I'll tell you this one I went out with. This old lady. I went out with this old lady. I tried to give him a break.
By old lady, he means like they were probably the same age.
She was old.
I heard
old acting.
Old acting.
Okay.
And I mean, from the point I picked her up to the moment I saw her, she had those tattooed on eyebrows with gray coming out of, which I don't understand that. And I'm looking at her, and you know, and I went on with the, you know, and she wanted to go to get something to eat, and she wanted to go to Bonefish, and I was saying to myself, no way in hell would I walk in Bonefish with her. And people might know me up there. So I told her we can go to McDonald's drive-thru and get something.
He's such an ass.
We can go to McDonald's because they got a breakfast menu that's all night.
If that happens to you, you automatically know.
You know. So, just turn away and run.
I just told her, nah, we can't go to Bonefish because I might run into, I mean, I ain't telling her, I mean, that part, but I mean, I wasn't going to take her to Bonefish.
Let me ask the ladies. At the point of Diego picking her up and realizing immediately that she's not the one, mm-hmm. would it have been wrong if he just said to her, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not going to go to Bonefish because I don't really see this going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't want to waste your time of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a woman, would that? How would you have received that?
I wouldn't have been offended, especially if it didn't seem like it was disrespectful. I mean, I think anybody can receive any information if it's just done the right way. So, I mean, because if you go through the whole date like that, take them out to eat, take them to the movies, in my mind, I'm thinking I still have a chance. But if you pick me up and we sit in the car and you just sit there and be like, look, or even at the door, look, you know, this is not going to go anywhere. I don't even want to waste your time. You know, I mean, a mature person is going to say, you say she was a little older. So she's heard that before. Don't please. So a mature woman is going to say, you know what? I'm sorry that we couldn't go out, but I understand. Now, if you're nasty and be like, no, I ain't going away with you. Now, that causes a fight. But you like you said, at some point, in the beginning, we want to know early because we don't want you to try to string us along thinking that we have. Because I'm pretty sure she called you after that, didn't she?
Actually, the funny part about she did.
I know she did.
And she said, I really enjoyed meeting you.
And she did.
And I said, I know.
Because you took her to dinner and you took her to the movies and everything. And you picked the old ass up. And so she was like, he's a keeper. And so she was calling.
I took her to McDonald's.
No, you took her to Fuddruckers.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, that's where we end up going. I was serious about McDonald's, though. I was serious as a heart attack about McDonald's because I would have went through the drive-in. We would sit in the car and waited for the movie while she ate her little sandwich because she was hungry. You know what? But the bottom line, that was it. Hope, they trying to keep hope alive.
Right. Well, and so why'd you give her hope?
I can't help it. I mean, I can't help the way I look.
Let me go ahead and answer that question that asked. So if I hung out with someone and they were like, ooh, no, we're not going to go there, I would prefer to know it up front.
Yes, me too.
Because, one, it'd be easier. I mean, I'm not going to lie and be like, ooh, God, ooh, my soul, ooh, oh, I'm hurt. I'm not going to say it wouldn't hurt my feelings because it probably would. But I would rather hear it up front than to later, put in time or work or whatever. And then you're like, hey, girl, yeah, not really feeling you like that, and we done hung out quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that later.
Right.
I'd rather hear it in the front, like, I'm not really, I don't really feel a connection or let's keep it real. I'm not really attracted to you like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even saying if we had prior conversations and we hung out, but we had, maybe texting and conversation on the phone, and then you met me in person and you were like, ooh, not really feeling you like that, then my feelings would be hurt. Mm-hmm. And if I'm grown enough and depending in the moment, let's just be friends. Okay, maybe I would be like, cool, let's be friends. Mm-hmm. And we could still hang out and we could still do X, Y, and Z. We could still go to bars and get mm-hmm. cocktails and drink or whatever. I would be cool like that, but it would depend on the delivery. If you were like, ooh, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, Diego might be like, oh, no, you're old, or, ooh, no, I'm not from the neck up, you're good, but bottom, ooh, then I would be offended. Mm-hmm. And then I would be like,
the whole body was.
It would totally be a different, as Sonya said, it would totally be different. But mm-hmm. if you were cool and you were like, I like you, but, I think this is more of a friendship thing. Then I think I would understand, but don't, whine and hang out with me or whatever. I want to hear that up front because I don't want to develop feelings.
Right.
And then you're like, I'm good, girl.
Yeah, I'm that's not feeling cool. You like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I wouldn't even really be friends. I mean, guys always, sometimes be like, let me be friends. I have enough friends. I don't want any more friends.
Guy friends, I'm cool. I don't care. Because you might hang. I might hang out with you. You might be a guy friend. I might meet one of your guy friends and be like, oh damn, he fine. Hook me up. Mm-hmm. Or what I'm saying. Or yeah. I might meet somebody through you. So yeah. I'm cool with having guy friends. Although the guy friends I know suck, and they don't have no guy friends. They have female friends. So whatever. That's cool. But
like I said, for that half hour or whatever that time frame is, just going it was nice and. I wish you all the luck and, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have one more question before we wrap this up since we're talking about online dating. So my friend just sent me a text and said something about Delightful website might be like $100 a month once you really get into it.
No,
so
no.
I didn't ask a question yet. Give me a minute. Thank you. For the people out there doing online dating, because I know Match and eHarmony, those sites you have to, once you get into it, you have to pay for. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have the free weekends, but I know you have to pay for. So is it worth paying for dating sites or places like POF or, as Diego says, Poof, or Black People Meet? I don't know if you have to pay for those.
You do.
I mean, so do you think that the caliber of people you're going to meet on Poof and black people meet are the same people you're going to meet on like Match.com or eHarmony and the sites you have to pay for. So let's look at it free versus paid dating sites.
Well,
let's do that real quick.
The reason why I said no, because it's the same people. The same people who are on Poof are the same people on Black People Meet, the same people on Delightful, and the same Match. People on Match. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying no is because each one of these dating sites offer you a discount rate. You just wait long enough. If you sign up for it mm-hmm. and wait long enough, they'll offer you 50%
half
off,
price, yep.
half price most of the time. And that's when you go in and you sign up for half price. Mm-hmm. And it generally costs you maybe $10 to $13.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. That's why.
Yeah, it's the same people. And sometimes you have the ones that are on multiple sites. So you'll see them on Match, on Black People Meet, on Tinder. Like, they're on the couple. So they're trying to just, like, you know, trying to, like, just round up, you know. I don't know. I used to think that the paid ones, the caliber of people, were a little bit more... Like, I used to think that the paid websites, you found more professional men than the free ones, but I've never really been on free. But, I mean, I think that they're all pretty, some of them are. I mean, you just have to really just be very discerning. You have those predators out there, and then you have some really nice guys that just really don't have any outlet, and they need to just find some kind of way to date. So you just have to, you know, I've met principals. I mean, you know, really nice, you know, really nice professional men. But you just have to just be very discerning on all of them, the paid ones and the free ones. So.
B.
I honestly can't answer that. Mm-hmm. I've never been in a position to know what's about paid sites or anything like that.
Okay. So. Well, I know the one time this was a long time ago. I had some friends sign me up for eHarmony, and then I had to actually do the work to get on eHarmony because there were so many questions that you had to go through to get on eHarmony. I was like, ugh, yuck, I'll be back. And I never went back. And I would assume those are the people that, like me, they're like, ugh, I don't feel like doing this, that they're trying to, you know, like get rid of, which they were lucky because they got rid of me. Cause I didn't want to do it. So a good question out there for you guys that are out there dating. Is there any difference between the paid sites, the free sites? Like Sonya said, is it all the same? Cause you see the same people across the board, you know, like, what do you guys think? We had a really long conversation about online dating and pictures and everything. Like, you know, we love to hear what you think about it.
You know, my experience with online dating came about more as, I don't want to say a joke, but just overhearing some guys in the office, you know, going through and saying, oh my God, check this out. Oh my God, check this out. Or, hey, pull up profile, so-and-so, and just hearing them laugh or, you know, laugh about it or whatever. And they was like, B, you gotta check this shit out. You gotta check. And so I was just like, you know, let me see what. It was a more of a thing of, let me see what this humor is all about. What these guys are cracking up. And then, just from that, it almost turned into like I felt like more of a research topic or something because I just went through reading profiles and I'm like, are you supposed to track someone with what you just said? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, this, you're supposed to be on here putting the best of you forward. Where 90% of it was, I'm going to air my dirty laundry so you can see what sort of miserable bitch I am. And from that, let me know, do you still want me?
Some of them, it's crazy.
A miserable person?
I mean,
mm-hmm. And
I'm not talking about a lady. I'm talking about a miserable bitch.
Yes. You are purposely
putting out there that you are, and I'm not, again, I'm not saying it in a disrespectful manner to a lady. I'm saying you are purposely putting out there that I'm a miserable bitch. And that could be a girl or a guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not that I read the guy profile, I'm just saying in the context in which I'm using bitch, I'm saying you're just putting out there that I'm just a miserable, bitchy person. Mm-hmm.
That there are,
you know what I mean? And there's like, there was like nothing that I read that made me say, damn, I want to know more about this person. It was like, wow, you're really on edge. You're really scorned. You're really hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it just wasn't attractive.
Well, then that makes me wonder. I mean, do people, and sorry, we're still going on this. It makes me wonder, like, do people put up a profile and they think, you know what? Yes, this is the one. You know, I'm being witty. Mm-hmm. I'm being adorable. I'm being, you know, funny. All of the above. But mm-hmm. then somebody else is reading it like, ugh.
No, ugh. No, no. See, what happens is the reason why you get those after a while, those, you know, don't even hit me up if you're not making, and don't even hit me up if you playing games, is because, like you said, initially they put the cute stuff on there. They met somebody who they really thought that they
but
liked.
Why change you?
Because that just tells me the degree of hurt that person okay, is going
but then,
through.
Then get
you,
out.
Then you left swipe. Yeah, then you left swipe.
Just
that's
out.
A lot of work.
Because, I mean,
that's
again, it's like you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, we've all been hurt.
Yes, we have.
All of us have all been hurt. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to get out there. And the first thing, like, I could see a beautiful young lady walking down the street. And if I was single, I'm not going to go up to them and say, you know what? The last bitch I was with cheated on me. You know what I'm saying? I hope you ain't that same motherfucker. How you doing? My name Brian.
Right,
how
right,
fucking crazy
right.
does that sound?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. She's going to run.
Exactly. So why would you do it on a dating site? This is your one shot at a first impression.
But that's a good
and
point.
And all you can do is tell me what not to. I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying? So if when you put that childish shit out there, you attract childish fools that want to infiltrate your hurt. But when you put out witty, smart, intelligent stuff, those idiots are going to be like, I don't even understand what this bitch is saying. Let me just move on to the next one. And so you've avoided a lot of that crap that you think you're avoiding by saying, if you got three baby mama, don't call me. If you got this, don't call me. If you don't make this, don't call. Because now, like I said, you're either going to attract somebody that's trolling you, or you're going to attract somebody that, you know what, I'm going to get through to this one. Because now you've given him a guideline. I got to stay opposite of this. Mm-hmm. I got to stay opposite of this. Stay opposite. Now I can get in. Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
That's a good point. I think people should look at it like this is your one chance to make a good impression.
That's it.
Yeah. But yeah. But it's so different now. They're doing it. They're using it for so many different avenues, you know, just to complain.
It's funny. Diego just showed me some pictures. And he was like, look, right above the boob line.
That's your boob?
I just said, what did I just say? I said he just showed me some pictures of somebody on the site right above the boob line. Wow. Nothing below, so you don't really know what the person actually looks like.
And the face is not that cute.
Okay, I mean, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, that's not our point.
Right, but that's what you get on there. And it's like, how you expect to meet someone when you're not presenting, like B said, you got to present the real you, not the hurt you who's gone through
your one impression.
You know, been through many guys, and now you all hurt up and everything like that. You got to start fresh, and that's what you got to do. You got to be willing to start fresh.
That's true. So, again, thank you so much for listening. Hit us up on indeepshow@yahoo.com because I feel like somebody out there is going to have an opinion on what we talked about today. So don't be shy. You can send us your voice at 202-750-1IDS because we definitely love hearing from you. Shout out to Lady Roe. Definitely love hearing from you. Holidays are coming up, so I can't say we're going to try to do another show before the holiday because, I mean, you know, Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, so we'll see what happens. But, I mean, if you want it, maybe we can make it happen. So, shout out to B, Diego, Miss Sonia,
hey.
Queen, Neen, or Neen, out in these streets. trying to help you out with your dating life. And we hope we help the gentleman with the long distance relationship. Hit us up and let us know. Did we help you or did we make it worse? We don't know what happened. We don't know. All right. Till next time. In Deep Show. This is Dating Sucks? Question mark.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side till 2005.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Gotta strip it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. The saddest shit is I'm bad as it. Beans they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.